A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our full of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay all about the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. That is not how you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, How can we accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which came down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. You might have heard that the air conditioner went out at St. Gabriel's. It died. There will be no funeral. It was 60-some years old. It gave a good life. So all the masses on the weekend will be transferred down here, at least for some weekends. We'll have to go through the process of looking at what we need and bids and all that. I am hoping that after this week to return at least for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the weekday masses there. Or if for some reason we should have less cooler and less humid weather on the weekends, maybe we can have mass there. But you better plan at least for some weekends that all the weekend masses and funerals will be here. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. But Moses told the Israelites, "This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. It is a sign." I want to share with you a story that one of my brothers-in-law told me about, he and his family. My brother-in-law had parents, an older sister, and then three brothers. His sister was severely mentally challenged, and so his parents tried to have her at home as long as they could, but they knew that they were not doing her justice, so they had her in a group home, and then they would visit her quite often, as well as my brother-in-law and his brothers. His mother died of cancer, and his father was getting sick and knew that he could no longer be the guardian of his daughter. So he asked my brother-in-law to become the guardian. When he passed away, my brother-in-law went to see his sister, who was living about 30 miles away from the home. But when he arrived there, the staff said, "Something really interesting happened to your sister." They said that she was looking up into the sky, and this is before she knew that her father had died. And she saw kind of a unique bird, and other members of the staff saw it too. And she said out loud, "Bye-bye, Daddy." Now that's kind of eerie, isn't it? She didn't know that he had passed away, but she saw this vision, this sign that told her that he had passed. We probably encounter signs in our lives as well. Signs we wonder, why is this sign giving and what is it telling us? A sign should be very evident, and a sign should convey right away what is going on. If it can't, then it isn't really a sign. And maybe we've experienced signs. Signs indicating, telling us of something that is going on, or a sign giving us approval of something to do. But we heard in our readings for today, especially in the first reading, but also in our gospel passage, signs were asked, but people didn't believe. God was conveying his presence, and people might have even demanded more signs in order to believe. In taking a look at our first reading today, we heard how the Israelites were complaining to Moses and to Aaron, and you might just as well say to God as well. They said out loud, "Why did you bring us out here in the desert? We had more than enough food to eat in our land of slavery." But the reason why they were no longer in the land of slavery is because God heard their prayers. And multiple signs were given right away. First of all, the 10 plagues. Those were signs that God was going to intervene and one day they would be going out of the land of slavery. They didn't believe fully. When the time came, a cloud had prepared them and showed them a way to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parted. They were able to cross, and when they got across, the water came back and drowned the Egyptians. Another sign. But again, they didn't fully believe. They didn't fully believe that indeed the Lord was present. And so here they are complaining, asking God, "Why did you bring us out of the land of slavery?" They probably enjoyed more being slaves and have their stomachs full rather than to be free and have a homeland. But God does not complain. God right away provides two more signs for them, bread and quail, for them to eat to know that God heard their prayer. And this should have been a sign that once again he's listening to them and will provide for them. But as a fast forward later, again they would complain with not food to eat or water to drink. But we also heard in our gospel passage as well, Jesus had performed this miracle, which we heard last Sunday, feeding a multitude of people, the estimate is given as 5,000, with just a few loaves of bread and a few fish. The disciples were part in distributing it, so they saw the miracles themselves. And it should cause the people to say there is something extraordinary taking place here. But what did they demand of Jesus? They said, "Give us a sign, then we will believe." He gave a sign, and there was short memory that they completely forgot the sign was there. We have the opportunity once again to come before God, and the signs of bread and wine become his body and blood. It should never have any doubt in our minds that Christ again is providing for us. Christ makes himself known to us and present in the Holy Eucharist. So awesome are these signs, telling us of the need to consume his body and blood. Then we too will be nourished by the Lord who feeds us. But do we doubt? Do we tempt the Lord by saying we want further signs? Then we will believe. One sneak preview about the gospel passage, that the more that Jesus entered with the Jewish people into the dialogue that he is the bread of life, towards the end they walked away. They could not believe. Do we walk away from the Lord because we don't believe, or that we don't trust the signs that are placed before us, the bread and wine which become his body and blood? I hope that we can approach without any doubt, receiving the Lord once again, who is the bread of eternal life, our food and our nourishment.